This is for section 3 of the text on algebraic functions. We're just going to restrict this portion of the recording to power functions and polynomials. So you can see from definition 13, we have a power function. I would note, maybe most importantly, that in a power function, the exponent or the power, like k, is allowed to be a rational number, not just an integer. So you can see some examples there below at the bottom of page 35 in my text. And not spending too much time on that, we're going to go on to polynomial functions. And polynomials are just sums of power functions, but power functions, all of whose powers are integer. And we call the highest power present, we call that the degree of the polynomial. And you could see other such terms as well involved with power functions. There's three nice examples there. After you've read through definitions like leading coefficient, leading term, constant term, etc. You could see three nice examples at the bottom of the page. Notice that in all three of these examples, they factor the polynomials in question. And those polynomials and the factorization also tell you where the roots are. For example, the middle example is g of x equal to x to the 4 plus x cubed minus twice x squared. And that factor is as x squared times x minus 1 times x plus 2. So that tells you have roots at 1, negative 2, and at 0. And note that the root at 0, it does not cross the x-axis, but rather kisses it. That's because you have the term x squared, or maybe I should say x minus 0 all squared. It means a 0 is a double root. Now we'll see a little bit later as to why it kisses rather than crosses. But that's what's responsible for the curve just kissing the x-axis at 0. It's the fact that you have the root at 0 is kind of represented twice by this x squared. It's kind of an interesting observation to make. So moving to the top of page 37, it talks about a quadratic expression being irreducible. And note that the term b squared minus 4ac, what they're calling the discriminant, comes from the quadratic formula. Now, let me know tomorrow if you'd like to see a proof of the quadratic formula, and I'd be very happy to share that with you. Finally, theorem 15. When we say theorem 15, it means that this is a statement that we can actually prove, right? Rather than you just assuming that it's part of our social contract, it's not. It's actually a statement that we can prove from our social contract of the definitions and all the other things we care about. So maybe the big statement there is that a polynomial of degree n has at most n real roots. And this is connected to a thing called the fundamental theorem of algebra. So that's the first statement A of theorem 15, is that if f is a polynomial function of degree n, then the graph of f has at most n real roots. So the number of real roots is bounded above by the degree of your polynomial. And there are other such things here as well, and you can put them together from the picture. I'll stop at that and make another audio recording for rational functions and absolute value functions. Okay.